Hi, this is Peter Gross, Executive Director of Clearwater, and this is your environment. I've been thinking recently about coalitions and the broadly based demands that we need to have for an effective response to the climate change crisis. I think most of the listeners here and most of us in our groups certainly know what the problem is. It's already happening. We saw some of the results from Sandy and the aberrant weather we've been having recently, and we know that in coming decades it's going to get worse and really drastic. We also all know that the primary culprit is fossil fuel consumption, and we know what that does to the planet's environment. There isn't much scientific doubt about that at this point. But the curious thing is our government and we as a society are not responding adequately. Why is that when it's such a dire and drastic situation? We know about where the opposition comes from. It's mostly powerful industries that have a stake in continuing fossil fuel consumption and development. So I've been giving some thought about where the demand for change on the other side is coming from and where it isn't, and some of the history behind what I see as the need for broader coalitions to force social change. Right now, I think that one of our problems is that most of the demand for change is coming from what is generally seen as, well, a privileged, intellectually oriented, predominantly white elite group. And I realize that although in many social changes in the past, many important developments in our government and new attitudes, that group was often one of the first in the vanguard to speak out. It's always been easily dismissed until the demands for change came from much broader sources. Thought, for example, about our struggle for civil rights. I thought about other battles where powerful industries were lined up on the other side, like what seemed like an insurmountable battle against the tobacco industry, which also brought out some pseudoscience on its side. About the battle for safer cars and even the requirements for seatbelts, where the auto industry was aligned strongly to fight it and to question the efficacy of those measures. I thought about some political things, like our getting out of Vietnam and other wars since then. And it's obvious to me that in all those cases, it wasn't until the demand for change came from wider sources than just the group perceived as intellectual elites that the battle began to be won over the competing interests of large industries. So now I look at climate change. Certainly it's as important, if not more important, than almost any of the other issues this planet has ever faced. And then I realized that the transition to a green economy means lots of jobs, yet we have not brought the unions into the battle on our side. We don't hear their voices very strongly. I know that there may be a coming change in some of the conservative churches, but many of them are silent or even resisting the message of doing something about climate change. But at the same time, while that's happening, we're hearing more and more about some of the churches speaking out to express their beliefs that humans have a moral and an ethical responsibility of stewardship of the earth created by God. I know that the immediate negative impacts of expanding fossil fuel infrastructure and continuing to head in the direction we are, including the results of flooding, will be most harshly felt by the inner city residents, and that the benefits of transitioning to a green economy and the jobs it would create would be so important to stabilizing and improving those communities. The conclusion I want to share with you is that we who are already committed, we need to reach out and broaden the demand. We can't do it by preaching at other people. We can do it only by welcoming and building coalitions in which the message comes from within their own groups. We need to be able to include labor. We need to be able to include churches. We need to be able to include minority and inner city communities. And we need to have as a result a strong, unified demand for change broadly based in the population. I'm sure that if we can do this, we will make the government listen, and we will get the changes we all demand together. Clearwater will do its part to bring these voices in, and I invite you all to help. This is Peter Gross, Executive Director of Clearwater, and this has been your environment.